idly and do nothing. That's why I'm asking for your vote so you can send me to Washington to fix this mess. Go to my website, KovacsForCongress.com, to join our movement and support the cause. Please support me as I fight for you. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
I'm okay.
You're not okay.
It's normal to have diarrhea and stomach pains.
Sometimes, but not as often as you do.
I've got this under control.
No, you don't.
It's time to let that voice inside your head be heard. Urgent diarrhea and chronic stomach pain can be signs of Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation can help you learn more and even find a specialist. Don't keep your symptoms to yourself. Get help at spillyourguts.org.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Great to have you with us on this Friday edition of Live and Local. Coming up in our next hour, Captain Sam Brown, Republican U.S. Senate candidate, will join us. He's a former U.S. Army captain and has an amazing, compelling personal story. We'll also be talking with Tommy White, business manager, Labor's Union Local 872. So many of the events this weekend, sports-wise, in places, in venues built by the Laborers Union 872. He's got to feel darn proud about a weekend like this. Stay right where you are. Do not touch that dial. Oh, also, the latest on a new Johns Hopkins study on COVID. You're not going to believe this. It gets more and more confusing as we go along. We got that and a whole lot more coming up in the next hour as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. If you live long enough, you've experienced the same thing. A certified letter arrives from the IRS. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Many of us have experienced that sense of dread, that knot in the pit of your stomach that comes with a letter saying you owe thousands of dollars to the IRS. You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse. You think of losing your house, losing your business? It doesn't have to be that way. That's where my friends at New Hope Tax Defense come in. Their team of dedicated tax professionals will not only guide you through the process, they'll stay with you for the duration. The pros at New Hope Tax Defense will develop your own personal strategic plan. They'll present all your options, and then the choice of how to move forward will be yours. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220, or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Don't put it off. Call right now, 702-483-0220. Make that call right now.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. The House got to work and passed a bill today. That means on Friday.
The House passed legislation aimed at bolstering domestic supply chains and scientific research to make the U.S. more competitive with nations like China. Lawmakers passed the bill largely along party lines, 222 to 210, with one Republican voting for it and one Democrat voting no. Illinois Republican Adam Kinzinger, who backed the bill, authored numerous provisions related to boosting supply chains, while Representative Stephanie Murphy, who voted no, said in a statement she objected to, quote, problematic, poorly vetted provisions related to trade. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
A major winter storm spread misery from the deep south, where ice-covered tree limbs snapped and a tornado claimed a life, to the nation's northeastern tip, where snow and ice caused havoc for travelers on Friday. Hundreds of thousands were without electricity. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says the Texas electric grid will be able to meet the power demand this weekend as the state rides out the winter storm.
There should be about 17,000 megawatts of extra power capacity. That's enough extra power to supply more than 3 million homes across the state.
More than a foot of snow fell in parts of Pennsylvania, New York, and New England on Friday. But there were bigger worries about roads and sidewalks freezing over because of plummeting temperatures after the storm blows out to sea late Friday and Saturday. Republican Party officials in Salt Lake City have voted to punish Representatives Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger and advanced a rule change that would prohibit candidates from participating in presidential debates organized by the Commission on Presidential Debates. A mixed day on Wall Street as the Dow was down by 21 points, but the NASDAQ rose 219, the S&P advanced 23. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
They're the Vegas dream team of criminal defense attorneys, Craig Hendricks and Frank Como. Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit. The other, chief of the Homicide Unit. Together, they're committed to you and your rights. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
It's 204. This is your KMCQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Sunday's NFL Pro Bowl game at Allegiant Stadium is proving to be the most expensive on the secondary ticket market. No-fee ticket broker TickPick reports the average ticket price for the NFL's All-Star game is tracking at $190 a ticket. The 2015 game is the second highest average price, coming in at $152. The Pro Bowl begins at noon on Sunday. Fans attending the game must be fully vaccinated for COVID-19. Mattress Mack is back, and he has made his biggest bet yet, this time on Super Bowl 56. You know him. He's the Houston Furniture Store owner. Who bet more than $4.5 million on the Caesars Sportsbook to win $7.7 million on the Bengals to beat the Rams, and he took the money line. The 70-year-old made the bet using the Caesars mobile app, making his bet the single best mobile wager of all time thus far. He even made it 20 times in increments of $200,000 to come out to his 4 million figure. And the West beat the East last night at Allegiant 25-24.
KMCQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Moderate flows on the Beltway 215 right now, west at Gillespie, south at Pebble. Heavy volumes as you work your way on the 15, southbound at Oakey, northbound at Sahara. And delays downtown on the 515, that's both directions, between Main Street and Eastern Avenue.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
I promised we'd be sprinting to the finish line today, and so it is, because joining us, Captain Sam Brown. He is a Republican U.S. Senate candidate, former U.S. Army captain, an amazing personal story that we will be telling you over and over again during this campaign. Sam Brown joins us. Sam, how you doing, sir?
Doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Got to ask you, the numbers are in. You raised, but you had an amazing fourth quarter, over $1 million raised again. You've been doing that often. Can you talk a little bit about the state of the race for you, about the fundraising efforts that have been absolutely amazing, and in particular the fact that it is small donors are predominating?
That's right. This has been an incredible and humbling campaign, because what started as a conviction that we needed new conservative leadership, you know, someone that's from outside of the political class, or, you know, has a birthright mentality on representing a state. The people have shown up in a big way. We have an average donation of $63. We've got over 25,000 donors to this campaign. Once again, obviously small dollar donors, just people who believe that we need a new type of leader, who steps out and has shared experiences with, the average man and woman.
Is Catherine Cortez Masto vulnerable? We've seen the polls that show her trailing. Is she vulnerable to a challenge?
She's absolutely vulnerable. The thing that Senator Cortez Masto is going to have to face this coming November is the fact that she hasn't represented the state well. And, you know, it's not just in terms of how often she votes with, you know, Democrat leadership like Chuck Schumer, but it's, you know, just go look at the bills that she's sponsored and co-sponsored, and there's very little in there that points to her being in D.C. with a mind to what Nevadans need.
Sam, I know that you've been traveling to all 17 counties across the state of Nevada, and I'm curious, what are people telling you? What are the issues? To me, it's not enough to just say, that we need new leadership and new conservative leadership. I get that, and I understand that. But what are the specific issues that voters are telling you about that seem to resonate with them?
Yeah, so, you know, as you would imagine, there's some variation across the state and even within certain kind of industries and stuff. But, predominantly folks are very concerned about the economy right now. There's the inflation that we have is impacting working class families more so than it is for, you know, people who are doing better. And that's an issue that people don't necessarily know, like, how does that story end? Is it going to get worse? Is it going to get better? Energy prices are a big part of that. Additionally, people are concerned about education. Virginia, that was highlighted heavily in the governor's race. It's also a major issue here with our education being ranked among the worst in the nation. And people are concerned, you know, what are we going to do different? Are things like new curriculum with, you know, potentially, critical race theory, social justice stuff being put in, Should that be a focus, or should it be getting back to the fundamentals and making sure our kids know reading, writing, or arithmetic? And there's also a push to get kids back into trades and things that aren't necessarily just pushing towards a college education. But then water is a big issue as well, obviously.
I want to ask you, because a new PAC has been formed to bring back voucher-style education programs like ESA's Education Savings Account, and this new PAC called the Education Freedom for Nevada PAC is seeking to get on the ballot in 22 the vote of the people, essentially, and working around the legislative branch of government. You like that idea of trying to put together a PAC and putting this thing to the voters and let the voters decide?
Yeah, I think at this point our legislators have haven't come up with solutions that are actually moving the ball on that issue. And so absolutely, you know, give the voters an opportunity. There's a lot of work to be done in an initiative like that, though. It requires a lot of verified signatures from all across the state. You know, you can't just go into a couple of neighborhoods and pull all the signatures out of that. It's a tedious process. And so if there's other, you know, families or just, you know, Nevadans who have an interest in better education or at least options for parents, that's something that they should look at getting involved in.
Again, Sam Brown joining us on Live and Local. What do you think of the president deploying 3,000 troops, including the 82nd Airborne, to Europe?
I think this is a huge mistake. It's, you know, we came right out of the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan, and it's almost as if, you know, has D.C. Not learned any lessons about, you know, getting involved in these types of conflicts that, you know, frankly speaking, Ukraine is not even a member of NATO. And so this is one of the things that I'm concerned about, is kind of a perpetual state of us getting involved in conflicts all around the world. And our military is not in a good place when it comes to condition or morale to be, you know, starting another major conflict.
Well, that brings us to a question about how American soldiers view the leadership in the DOD and the White House. Can you address that? Your military background, I think, gives you a special license on something like that. What do you think they are thinking, talking about American soldiers?
Right. Yeah. So morale, once again, is really low, and I think a big erosion of that comes from a lack of trust. You know, it's easier to go take on a tough mission and even put your life on the line when you believe in the leadership above you, and that, you know, that they have a noble, you know, good mission that they're pursuing. And right now, many of the armed servicemen and women that I am in contact with have lost trust in leadership. And that's not just, you know, Commander-in-Chief, President of the United States. That's also in leadership out of the Pentagon, you know, the people that wear stars. And that's a sad state of where we're at, and it's going to take a long time to be able to build that trust back, and that's going to make our military weaker.
What did you think of the killing of the head of ISIS?
Well, I mean, it's one more terrorist, you know, who's no longer on this planet, but I'm sure that he'll be replaced by another in the same way that, you know, a decade ago, we all, you know, got to witness Osama bin Laden being taken out. It's a good achievement, but we also have to just realize that these terrorists who are bent on, you know, kind of forming the place that they're at around Sharia law and their form of you know, kind of tyrannical Islamic rule is always going to be there.
I'm curious, and I've used this baseball analogy, football analogy, next man up, and it seems as if whether it's Osama bin Laden or any of these other terrorists who have been taken out, that these organizations, these criminal terrorist organizations, always seem to find somebody to replace them.
Yeah, absolutely. It's you know, I don't know how you measure, you know, victory in this type of case. You know, there's always going to be a new threat, and do we, you know, do we continue to just go after the top of these organizations one after another? these are some of the tough conversations that we need to be having as a country, and certainly within the upper echelons of DOD and Congress. How long do we continue to pursue this?
Yeah, good point. I'm curious what you think a year into the Biden administration, from a foreign policy standpoint, everything that this president has touched has turned to, well, to something not very good. And I'm curious what you think, having watched this administration up close and personal.
It's a sad reversal of, you know, sort of the strength that President Trump's administration demonstrated. That, you know, you remember when Trump was elected and Democrats all across the country were screaming, oh, he's going to get us involved in a war so fast. But through strength, we had, largely peace and no new conflicts for the duration of his administration. And I'm afraid that President Biden is both incompetent and has no really strategic vision on what our foreign policy ought to look like. And he's being ill-advised, and Americans and, frankly, the world community is suffering, and tyrants in places like China, where the CCP is just continuing to strengthen its grip, are the benefactors of that.
Sam, tell me what campaigning is like. This is your first big statewide affair. I'm curious what it is like. How many of these counties do you get to in the span of a week? You're doing all 17 counties, obviously. Can you talk a little bit about what this campaign is like for you personally?
Yeah, it's definitely an endurance sport. In any given week, I probably am in, you know, three or four counties, because I'm trying to build relationships. You know, for me, this isn't just about, photo ops, at some local cafe. It's about getting in, building relationships with people, understanding, what are the challenges for them, where have their representatives done well in the past, where are current representatives failing. And so I'm all over the state. I'm building long-term relationships. I've got an incredible campaign staff and group of volunteers that, continue to be a part of the community. And I'm really just proud of that team, Kevin. We've knocked tens of thousands of doors. I would put our field operation up against any other campaign in the state. And I don't believe there's anyone that can touch what we're doing as a field operation. We've made tens of thousands of phone calls. We're in touch with the people, and ultimately that's what we should be doing, because the culmination of this is me representing the people.
And Sam, if people want to help you out, what do you need, and how can people reach out to you?
People can always learn more about our mission and join our mission at CaptainSamBrown.com. Once again, as you noted at the beginning of the segment, this is a grassroots-led effort, and so whether it's funding or people just getting into their neighborhood and talking about this campaign and talking about issues that are important to them with their neighbors, we have avenues of doing that, and they can get in touch and get plugged in through CaptainSamBrown.com.
Sam, you be careful out there on the campaign trail. You're going to get to all 17 counties, and you're doing it quickly, and you're doing it. You're going to be doing it for at least another few months. Enjoy your time. Be safe out there, and we will talk again soon, I promise.
Will do. Thank you much.
There you go. Captain Sam Brown joining us. And again, he had a strong fundraising quarter. He did it again. The second straight quarter, $1 million each. That's a lot of dough. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is John Kovacs, conservative Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District. I'm running for Congress because our country, teetering on the brink under Democratic Party rule, which has only become more apparent since Joe Biden's ascension to the White House. From his killing of the Keystone XL pipeline, to his abandonment of our southern border, and blundered pullout from Afghanistan, the Biden administration has been an unmitigated disaster from the beginning. Now we become aware of his intent to award $450,000 to illegal immigrants. As our food prices are skyrocketing, gas prices are soaring, and unemployment in Las Vegas leads the nation. All the while, our congressional leaders stand by idly and do nothing. That's why I'm asking for your vote, so you can send me to Washington to fix this mess. Go to my website, KovacsForCongress.com, to join our movement and support the cause. Please support me as I fight for you. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Buying or refinancing a home and looking for the right mortgage is a very personal decision. And at GFL Capital Mortgage, we too take every mortgage very personal. We can get your approval done in 7 to 10 days with ease and confidence. With a local office here in Las Vegas, you're not just a number on a website. Call GFL Capital Mortgage today at 5292-444. That's 5292-444. Listen to our weekly show here every Saturday, clear to close at 7 a.m.
Licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada License Number NB4265, NMLS6.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. My commitment to public safety is absolute. That is why I have the endorsements of police agencies across the valley. They know I have their back and will never vote to defund police or limit their ability to keep us safe. That is why the police support me, and that is why I'm asking you to join them as well. I hope I can count on your support to help protect and keep our neighborhoods and families safe. Paid for by Friends of Victoria Seaman.
You're pregnant, and no matter what you do, no matter what you try, you can't stop using alcohol, drugs, or tobacco. But no matter how lost you are, how far along you are, it's not too late. There's always hope. And there are many safe places that can help you stop using. In Nevada, pregnant women are given the highest priority for substance use treatment. Low-cost treatment options may be available so you and your baby can get healthy now. If you or someone you love is pregnant or thinking about getting pregnant and using alcohol, drugs, or tobacco, visit SoberMomsHealthyBabies.org or call 211 to find help today. SoberMomsHealthyBabies.org also has resources for healthcare providers, friends, and family. If you want to help someone who's pregnant and using, visit SoberMomsHealthyBabies.org or call 211 today. Sponsored by the Nevada Division of Public and Behavioral Health and in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It is amazing at a time when we ought to be talking about Super Bowl 56 coming up in just over a week in Los Angeles. We're talking about a bunch of controversies, Brian Flores and his accusations, and now we've got a former cheerleader coming forward and accusing Dan Snyder, the owner of the now Washington Commanders, formerly the Washington football team, before that the Washington Redskins, is now trying to pin this on Dan Snyder, the whole idea of a hostile work environment, etc. I want you to hear Melanie Coburn. She was talking to the Oversight and Government Reform Committee in the House, and kind of blows the whistle on Dan Snyder, the owner of the Washington football team. Here it is. This is cut number three. And this is Melanie Coburn blowing the whistle on Dan Snyder.
While cheerleaders are rightfully proud of their skill as dancers, their athleticism, and their beauty,